Hi, this is Ron Phipps, your 2011 NAR president. Today is the 18th of April, and in New England, we are celebrating Patriots Day. So as I call you, the Boston Marathon is underway, and we are getting ready to celebrate the victory. I think the marathon actually is a good analogy for the nature of real estate right now. Every single element of what we do day in and day out requires tremendous endurance. I want you to be proud of the fact that you are still able to make stuff happen and that you truly are an endurance realtor. We are trying to work very diligently to make your job a little bit easier, and there are several elements that we're working on the national level to do exactly that. There is short sale legislation in the House that would require the servicers to respond in a more timely fashion. You know, we relied on the market conditions to encourage the lenders to respond quickly. And the reason for that is in a typical short sale transaction, the lender ends up giving up about 37% of principal. In a foreclosure, they lose about 50%. So clearly for them and the investors, it's an advantage to do a short sale. But you and I both know that in the field, it just doesn't work that way, that it takes very long times to get responses on short sales. So one of the things we're doing is working on legislation to require that the lenders respond in a timely fashion. The second piece is coming on the regulatory side of the federal government. It's really being driven and encouraged by the Department of Treasury and the FDIC. It's what's called QRM. Not to waste an awful lot of time about the details, what QRM is going to do is going to increase the cost for people who can't put 20% down. And what we're arguing, because that represents 70% of the market, the QRM really needs to reflect what we have now with 5% down. So obviously that's something we're working hard on. You will hear a lot over the next few weeks as we look at the debt ceiling legislation. I would share with you is that we think we've got the attention of Congress on mortgage interest deduction, but the effort to raise the debt ceiling is going to involve conversations about all what the government calls tax expenditures, what we call a very important element and benefit of home ownership. And I need to tell you that we have what we call CFAs, which are calls for action, and we need to make sure that you respond to those when they come up. Clearly, there's a lot going on. I know this week is a holiday week for a lot of people. We wish you well in those celebrations, but we also ask, please be focused on your core business and also on our effort to make sure that home ownership remains a priority for this country. There's lots going on as the first runners are now coming over the finish line at the Boston Marathon. I, too, look to celebrate victory with you on our legislative initiatives. So, frankly, that we can share the benefits and share the olive wreath of victory, but not just with other realtors, but with all Americans who value home ownership. Enjoy Patriots Day. Enjoy this week. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me. If you'd like more information and more news and views on what's going on at NAR, check out realtor.org/President's Report, and there will be lots more details for you to enjoy. Thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to you soon.